Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Fear is a choice.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. Not just in some of us, it's in everyone.
I was that guy who ran away from absolutely everything that I got in front of me, but not many people knew that. In my mind, I was always afraid. My whole life, I was afraid, but I had this voice, this conscience that would always be battling me, saying, hey, you gotta get up and do something. I didn't wanna do, you know, I was just afraid, but I would, that voice would force me to get up. I was afraid of the water, terrified of the water. And I learned how to swim, but a lot of us have these fears that you just don't wanna face. And I have a lot of them, had a lot of them. And that's what created the person who's in front of you today, and we'll get into that. But just a scared bitch is what I was. But I was watching these guys going through Hell Week, class 224, and these guys ringing the bell, quitting, dropping their helmet down, rolling out, a lot of guys just leaving. And it made me reflect on my fears, my insecurities. And I saw real men, what I thought were real men, who were staying, who were overcoming adversity, who were overcoming all these different things that I had blamed so many people in my life, my dad, my mom, for not being there. And so I sat there for a while and I was like, man, I've got it. No one's gonna come to help me. No one's gonna come to help me. It's just me against me, period. And so I had to man up, and I said, of course I gotta start doing is facing every fear I have, no matter what the it is, man. And these things would keep me up at night. No one, people who are hearing this, they will never really understand and grasp when you face these things and so many things, how they keep you up and haunt you at night.
You can either live your dreams or live your fears. And I think the majority of people actually are not living their dreams, but are living their fears. So I want to ask you a question. What are your fears? What are you afraid of? What are you scared of? Because we all have fears, don't we? We all have something that's blocking us, that's holding us back. And as we begin to look at life, what we realize is that the reason that most people are not living out their true potential and not doing all of the things that they would really like to do is because of fear. Some people call fear false evidence or expectations appearing real. You must be willing to go forward and face your fears again and again and again, because you're never going to have a fear-free existence. I mean, some fear is acceptable and legitimate. There are some things that you really should be afraid of. Now, you shouldn't allow it to immobilize you. You acknowledge it, you take it into account, and you carry yourself accordingly. There are times that we should proceed with caution. But it's the difference between being stopped by fear. It's the difference between having a fear and the fear having you. So what do we do? One, acknowledge it, and knowing that it's okay. Don't condemn yourself for being afraid. It's perfectly fine to have some fears. You acknowledge your fears, you embrace those fears, and then you move on. You act on whatever it is that you fear. Because once you embrace it, see, what you resist will persist.
I'm motivated by fear.
Fear.
You know? That fear of fear. I hate being scared to do something. And I think what developed in my early days was the attitude that I started attacking things that I was scared of. You can't be scared to die for the truth. The truth is the only thing that's ever going to be constant.
How do you eliminate fear from your life? And you know, I don't think you ever did. I think you become courageous. You see, courageous people are not people without fear. Courageous people are people that face the things they fear. There's no courage without fear. Whenever you go to do something that you've never done before, fear is going to step in. If we're afraid of something, it's because we don't understand it. Fear is caused by ignorance, the unknown. But when you understand it, you know, fear leaves. Don't permit fear to control your life. Absolutely refuse to. Someone said, fear knocked on the door, faith opened it, and there was no one there. You see, you eliminate fear through intelligent action. Face the thing you fear, and fear will leave you. Fear is caused by the unknown. If there's something you're afraid of, go study it, understand it. Talk to someone who's a professional in that particular area. But for goodness sake, don't let it control your life anymore. Think of the people that are afraid to go into their own business. They're afraid to move to the place they'd really like to go. They're afraid to ask the girl or the guy for a date. What are they doing? Their life is drying up. It's shrinking. We're only here for a short time. Make it a good time. Get rid of the fear. Face it.
If you're afraid of fighting and altercations, go train jiu-jitsu. If you're afraid of heights, work on some rock climbing. If you're afraid of the water, it's time to swim. It's time to surf. It's time to get out there. If you're afraid of pull-ups, if you're afraid of pull-ups, do pull-ups. If you're in squats, do squats. If you're afraid of public speaking, go speak in public.
Mm-hmm.
If you're afraid to start a business, start a business. Make it small. And on all these, what you have to do is you have to mitigate the risk and you have to ease yourself into it. But you got to go for it. And eventually, you will overcome that fear. But the hard part is, you got to take that first step.
Yeah.
You got to take that first step to begin to inoculate yourself against the fear of the thing that's in your mind. Because that fear generally is in your mind.
What fears am I holding on to? What fears that I'm allowing to imprison me, that's keeping me from breaking out, that's keeping me from living up to my true potential, that's keeping me from really being happy, that's keeping me from having a sense of adventure and excitement in my life? What's keeping me from controlling my destiny? And the majority of the fears that we have are not life or death fears. They're not those kind of fears. But through our imagination, we blow them out of proportion and we give them more power than they actually have or deserve, and we permit them to govern our lives. We permit them to determine how far we can stretch out on our dreams and discovering our stuff. And most people, ladies and gentlemen, have stopped living their dreams because of the lessons they've learned from life or things they've picked up, because we've only been born with two fears: the fear of a loud sound or the fear of falling. And all the other fears are fears we learn, fears we pick up. Whatever you're scared of, your life, the value you brought to the planet, far more important than whatever you're afraid of. You're stronger. So as we begin to look toward the future and look at what will it take for us to break through those fears, one, acknowledging the fear, knowing it's all right, some fear is healthy, beginning to know that your dreams, your passions, your drive, to achieve whatever it is you want, as it has more power and meaning, it will move you past your fears. As you begin to feel that you deserve it, your passion and goal is so strong, the fears won't matter.